Welcome to today's training camp podcast for Sunday, July 30th here in Foxborough. Well, for starters, the several thousand fans on hand were certainly disappointed to learn that Tom Brady and Teddy Bruschi were not in uniform for the workout. But any lingering disappointment had to go away when they witnessed a very intense and crisp practice by the Patriots. Generally speaking, when there's only one session in a day, it tends to be a little bit more physical, and that was certainly the case today. The running game got a little extra attention, and Corey Dillon took advantage of that. He's been a little quiet so far in camp and hasn't really been noticeable, but today he had several opportunities to run the ball, and he did so, showing some of that form that we remember back in 2004. He ripped off a couple of nice runs up the middle and caught the edge on one sweep play that would have gone for a big gainer had it been in a live situation. Now, Dillon wasn't the only one who turned up his intensity and displayed the physical nature. The defensive back seemed to enjoy the opportunity to lay some lumber on Dillon. Artrell Hawkins at one point lowered a shoulder nice. Asante Samuel showed the same kind of hit that he laid on Jeb Poutier and I believe Ricky Williams also last year. So those guys had a little bit of fun giving it back to Dillon. And Hawkins talked after practice about always being ready and prepared for a guy like Corey, because he'll just run you over if you're not prepared. And it looked like the old veteran had a little something left today, and he wanted to show it for the fans. And there was a lot of approval and a lot of enthusiasm both on the field and in the stands. And that was really in evidence later when there was a linebacker against running back blitz pickup drill. This featured mostly the younger guys. And at one point, first-round pick Lawrence Maroney went against an undrafted rookie free agent out of Notre Dame named Corey Mays. Now, Mays came from his linebacker spot on the blitz, and Maroney came up, stepped up, met him head-on, and the two guys had a really solid contact. The pads were cracking, the helmets were banging, the fans just loved it. At one point, after the whistle, the two they remained engaged and wrestled each other to the ground, and Maroney's helmet popped off. It looked like there could be some ill feelings there, and maybe perhaps escalating into a fight, but none of that was to be, as they got up, shook hands, slapped five, and went on with their business for the remainder of the practice. And it was probably the highlight of the day, maybe the highlight of camp so far. And really, the fans were at some of them were even standing and roaring their approval. It was definitely one of the high points thus far in camp. Now, the running game got a lot of work, and there was some 9-on-7 situations, but you know, without Brady at the controls, Matt Castle got a chance to operate the offense in the passing game, and there was certainly some work there as well. There was some 7-on-7 situational work, some red zone situations, and really I thought the offense looked good in that stretch. John Stone made several grabs near the sidelines down around the goal line. Benjamin Watson beat Tully Bantakane badly on one play for a quick hook over the middle. He made a nice move back to the inside and beat Bantakane, who appeared to have given up on the play after he was beaten badly in coverage. So overall, Castle looked pretty good. Not quite as sharp throwing the ball as we've seen him at times in the past in camp, but I thought he looked overall pretty sure of himself. And some other guys showing up in that. David Thomas continues to be a camp darling here. He catches everything in sight. And he got open down the for a skinny post on about a 20-yard touchdown catch, during the red zone drill. He looks as good as ever. He gets open almost every time, and whenever the ball is thrown anywhere near him, he's gonna bring it in. So, you know, the red zone work, you know, continued, and the defense kind of struggled in that area. I thought the defense was a little bit better in the running game portion. There was some more physical play, but the passing game with Castle appeared to be in sync. Kevin Falk, once again, continues to catch everything thrown in his direction. He made a couple of excellent grabs, towing the sideline down around the corner in front of Eugene Wilson at one point, Artrell Hawkins in another. So the offense, defense was a very solid, very intense workout today. Seemed like it was a little bit of a step up from what has been the case, certainly from Friday afternoon. But even on Saturday, when the practice was a little stronger, this today seemed to be a little bit more intense and a little bit more physical than what we have seen in the past. Now, also joining Bruschi and Tom Brady on the sideline, The 10 PUP members are still out, no change in their status. Richard Seymour obviously highlighting that, Liz, but Rodney Harrison and Lonnie Paxton, Patrick Pass, Randall Gay, those guys all remain out, so there's 10 guys on that list. But joining Brewski and Brady was Richie Caldwell, Jarvis Green, and Daniel Graham today. Michael McGrew also did not practice. The one update on the injury front, Marquise Hill appeared to injure his ankle on Saturday morning's workout. We haven't seen Marquise since. He was not in pads today, and not sure. It would just list his status as day-to-day at this point, but not sure when we'll see him again. So Marquise Hill, really the lone injury to be actually suffered during camp. Still no sign of Garrett Mills, who remains on the sideline as well. Well, that's going to wrap it up. Tomorrow's practice, back to double sessions for the Patriots. They'll have a morning workout from 9 o'clock, to 10:30, and then the afternoon practice will be another 2:30 to 4:30 in the afternoons. That's it for today's camp podcast for Sunday, July 30th.